Welcome to Motivate Your Child Action Plan Lesson Number 6. I think this is one of my favorites of all of the components that we use to work with children because it focuses on visioning and where we're going. You can talk to a preschooler and say to a four-year-old, "Wow, you're really growing up. I'm going to be eager to see if you can put your toys away by yourself instead of someone telling you to do that." And it's interesting to watch that child change. You can talk to a 14-year-old who says, "I want to make a difference in life," and say, "Okay, let's start in your home. How can you make a difference in the complicated situation with your parents?" And those kids start making changes. It's the visioning that gives children a glimpse of something better that they could do in their lives, moving forward, going someplace different.
Visioning is fun because it focuses on the positive. It focuses on where we're going, what we can be doing here, how you can be growing and maturing. And often it empowers children to make some changes. It says, "I believe in you. This is going to be great. As you make these changes, move forward, you're going to be a different person. You're going to make a difference." I think it gives children some greater ability to move forward by choice, not just this is something I have to do now, but that's what I want to be. It's what I want to be doing. I think I can get there. So visioning is a very hopeful way of working with a child, motivating change.
And it has to do with internal motivation. See, I think we can motivate kids internally by giving them a consequence or threatening with some kind of a punishment because the child wants to avoid that. And because of a fear of getting into trouble, children will do the right thing sometimes. That's internal motivation, and I think that's okay that we can do that. But there are other times, and I think much more powerful times, when kids get a vision for something better, and that's what we want to help them do here in this particular lesson. Now, I think there are different ways that kids connect to this positive vision for the future. One is this sense of development, that I am maturing and growing. I'm becoming older, I'm acting older than my age, or I'm going to be 6 soon, so I want to act like that, or I'm going to be a teenager and I want to be successful there. All of that has to do with development and moving forward. I think it's something we do as adults. We're internally motivated because we want to do better in our lives. We want to become more successful or whatever it might be. That's internal motivation. Kids can respond to that as well.
And so as parents, sometimes we need to be thinking in that way for our children to help our children start thinking that way. What do we want to be doing here? Where do we want to be going? How are we going to get there? So as parents, we want to paint the picture for our kids and say, this is what it could be like, and then lay out the steps to get there.
Another way that parents can help their children be internally motivated using visioning has to do with tying in their actions or their choices to something bigger, like our family values. Our family is known as a family that works hard, or as a family that thinks about other people, or a family that puts love into action. When we identify some kind of group goal, and children see themselves fitting into that group goal, then there's an internal motivation to be a part of it. So when all the individuals in the family work toward cooking something for guests who are coming over, then they feel good about that and they're more motivated to do it because they see themselves fitting into the larger whole. That is also an important aspect of our work with our children to build this visioning internal motivation.
So as we step back now and we look at a plan to move a child from point A to point B, we want to ask ourselves the question, what does visioning have to do with this? What is going to motivate the child forward? How are we going to move away from point A toward point B? What does visioning have to do with it? What's point B going to look like? And visioning then answers the question, why? Why do we need to make this change in life? Why do I need to develop this character quality? Why is this going to be helpful for me? And that's where the visioning comes into our plan to move the child forward.
I think in part what this question why does is it gives perspective to the child. If the child can step back a little bit and see that the value of cleaning a room regularly is because it's developing this neatness that's going to help that child to be successful in the work world someday or to have their own home someday, then it contributes to something bigger. It's not just this task that needs to be done, but it's developing a heart quality inside. So if we can tie the why to a character quality, and show how that character quality is going to work itself out in a child's life to help the child be more successful, then I think we can make some progress toward the greater goal.
You see, the reality is that none of us like busy work. None of us like to do things that seem to have little purpose to them. But when we start talking about visioning and adds purpose to what the child is working on in their life, why am I doing this? Well, here's the purpose for this. This is where we're going to benefit down the road. This is how it's going to develop me as a person. It gives purpose to what we're doing. And so that visioning becomes an important element. And I think as parents, it takes some forethought for us. We have to think this through. Why do we want to clean the room anyway? Why do we need to keep the kitchen orderly and clean? Why are we doing this anyway? And I think it's helpful for us as parents to think those questions through and then talk about that with our kids.
Well, I think it's also important for parents because it gives parents a more positive focus to their parenting. Now we're not just trying to get the dishes put away and the clothes picked up, but we're looking at the tasks of life in terms of a heart quality that this child's going to need for the rest of his or her life. I think that does something to the parent. I think it, one, creates a sense of importance or that this is a valuable thing we need to be working on. But it also gives parents this greater sense of urgency that we better work on this so that this child can grow and develop. And it allows the child to communicate the need for this activity or this need for this work of being able to manage your anger or accept no as an answer or whatever it is, be able to do that. It's important. And the parent realizes it, knows that it's important, and then can communicate that better to the child.
Now, sometimes this idea of visioning is a new idea for parents. They haven't really thought of this before, and they may even struggle with what is visioning? How can I even think about the positive side? Where are we going here? So I think it's helpful to spend some time brainstorming. Maybe we could share some examples here of what visioning is. I think of it sometimes as envisioning a positive future. How is this quality going to help the child out down the road? The kindness you're developing with your sister is going to help you to be a better father someday. Or the diligence that you're cleaning your room now is going to help you to be a better student or help you to be a better employee someday. Those are the kind of things we're talking about when we talk about visioning.
I was talking to a young man yesterday who's 14 years old, who I think feels trapped in his home situation with a lot of bickering, yelling, a lot of problems in the family dynamic. And he had mentioned to me on a previous occasion that he wanted to make his life count. He wanted to not be average. He wanted to excel above other people. And so I mentioned to him, you know, it's very possible that God has allowed you to be in this particular family in order to prepare you for the greatness that he has for you. What I was trying to do is give this young person a vision for working in his family now in a way that's going to build some answers, character, solutions that he'll use for the rest of his life. I'm convinced that God places us in situations now that are preparing us for the future. And if we can learn how to respond to those well, then they are often stepping stones to what God is going to do later on.
And so we want to help children to see that in their life. When they're going through a difficult situation or they're struggling, we want them to see how God can use that struggle in their life to make them stronger, to make them more thoughtful of others, maybe to be a more caring person. God is doing something in your heart through the current situation that's going to prepare you for the future. I think that it's helpful for us as parents to realize that when we see our children going through difficult times or struggling, to see that God can use this situation for good. And God can create in our children some character because of the struggles they're in. We don't want to be so quick to rescue our children or to solve their problems, because it's in the midst of that that God can do some good things in their lives.
I was working with another family. They had a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old girl who bicker a lot, fighting continually. Now a new baby's on the way. And mom said, you know, do we want this baby to come into the world in a home where there's a lot of fighting and to learn about the fighting that happens between the sisters? And the sisters agreed that wasn't a good idea, and mom started working with them a little bit more to overcome some of their sibling conflict. One of the girls was overheard saying, "We need to work on this. Let's change this," with her sister. because she wanted to help create a place where this new baby would be comfortable and feel safe. That's visioning. We're looking forward to something in the future where the child can make some changes now that will prepare for the future.
And of course, that's a very powerful way to build internal motivation then. It's not just you have to act this way or do that thing because I said so, but they're seeing the greater benefit, the greater good that will come when they make those changes in their lives. And I think that provides that internal motivation we're all looking for in our children. When they see the benefit of making changes in their own life, they're motivated to make those changes. And we could start this with children when they're young. I think we do this when we're potty training a two-year-old. We want them to see this can be so much better for you when you're out of diapers and we can do more things and we have more freedom in life. And building vision becomes a part of every stage of life as we're working with our kids.
All right, so how do we do this? Let's talk about how we are going to think about vision in regards to the particular problem that we have. Because some parents, they look at the problem they're experiencing. For example, the child gets angry a lot. And here's a child who has an angry response to accepting no as an answer. Whenever you interrupt the child to ask him to do something, he gets angry about it. Or when you are trying to correct the child and anger is a result, that anger is a problem. I think in order to vision for that child, you want to think about some of the assets or benefits of developing the alternative heart control or heart quality that will develop that control inside. It might be self-control, or it might be a peace. Here's what's going to happen, son, when you develop more anger control in your life. In order to fill in the blank, you have to start thinking about what good would it be for a child to develop more self-control in regards to anger management. And then you're going to start answering the question. Unfortunately, some parents start thinking in terms of the negative. If you keep on with this problem, you're going to have all kinds of problems in your family and you're going to have all kinds of problems with other people. That's negative. That's not visioning. Let's talk about the positive. If you can develop some anger management, you'll not only help yourself, but you'll be able to help other people as well. Because there are ways to manage this extra energy that's coming into your body, and lots of people don't have answers. So if you can develop some solutions for yourself here together with me, then we're going to find you with some solutions you'll be able to pass on to others. That's visioning. We're trying to think of how might the positive quality in this child's life help them not only overcome their current problem, but benefit them for the future. Once we have that down and we kind of know it ourselves, then we want to look for ways to communicate it to the child in a way that will excite the child or motivate the child forward.
Sometimes children are rather present-oriented. They don't see how life can be any different in the future. So that can be helpful for us as we're thinking about down the road, what's this going to look like in positive terms, talking about those things, bringing them into daily conversation so the children see that life will not always be the way it is now. As I work on this character quality in my life, things will change for me. And that's where we're headed in life. So trying to imagine that for the child and then talking about it in our daily conversation can help the children to be more forward-oriented rather than just stuck in the problems or feeling hopeless the way things are right now.
See, I think one of the things that makes visioning work so well in a strategy to move children from point A to point B is because it engages children with this idea of hope. Children need hope to move forward, and in order to have hope, they need to have a vision for what this could do if we can't move forward. Some children don't believe they can move forward. They're stuck in their present situation. But if we can give them a little bit of vision for what this looks like, then good things can happen.
I think it empowers children to change as well. Sometimes children feel not only stuck, but they feel like victims of other people's problems. And I am the way I am because of other people. When we start talking vision, we empower them to change. You've got control here of yourself, of the situation. By working on this in your life, this is where you could be. And it's not then the victim mentality, but it's empowering the child to make changes.
I think that kids need this kind of an approach in order to continue on in life. Life can be rather discouraging at times. And sometimes children do end up giving up hope. And I think it'd be valuable for us to talk for a moment about the child who is not responsive, just doesn't seem to want to change. Sometimes parents come to us and say, there's nothing I can do that'll help this child change. And so telling this child that, hey, if you work on this, you're going to be a better dad someday, it seems to be unmotivating for that child. It just doesn't seem to work. How are we going to handle the child who doesn't want to change, who is resistant to the process? I think it's an important question that we have to ask. And I think that we do want to do some visioning, but the other components in this process are also going to be very important. I don't think we want to stop visioning because the child doesn't seem to be catching it. But I think we want to do the visioning in addition to the firmness and the coaching and the spiritual interaction with the prayer we're going to do, the firmness, all those things tied together are going to help this child move forward. In part, what we're doing is positioning ourselves well in the life of this child. We can't control the outcome. We can't control how a child's going to respond, but we can position ourselves well by setting the stage and helping our children see that we're not going to live this way anymore. When it comes to visioning, we're saying there's a better way to live. Sometimes teenagers find themselves drifting off into self-seeking kinds of behaviors or trying to gratify their own desires and not thinking about the future. That's a problem. And it's important for parents to position themselves well in a way that says, one, I value the relationship, so let's keep that relationship close. I want to try to work with you on this. But another thing is to say, look, there's a way to live that's right. And when you live this particular way, good things will happen. You got to make a choice. If you're not trying to choose the right way, you're living the wrong way, bad things are going to happen in your life. So I want to keep holding that out for you so you can see where we're going. That kind of visioning is helpful. We're not trying to drill it into a child, but we're trying to say there's a good way, a right way to live. It's a way that God designed in His Word. It has some opportunities for us to move forward and benefit from the way God's ordained the universe and set up the principles that make it work. All of that ties into visioning as we're moving a child forward.
And I think when the child is resistant to the process, the child doesn't want to change, I think it's all the more helpful for the parent to keep the visioning in mind, because it's what keeps us moving forward as parents. It helps us to see that, yes, we're doing this for a bigger purpose, for a bigger reason. We're putting pressure on the child's life. We're requiring change, not just for the day-to-day improvement, but for the long term. And so as parents, we need to do that visioning in our own hearts so that we can hang in there. We can do the hard work of parenting when we don't see much progress. We don't see much happening in the child's heart. We need to know that we're doing the right thing because we've got a bigger vision for this child's life. So we need to hang in there. Even though we don't see the day-to-day improvement, God is still working. And so having that kind of vision as parents, I think, can help us to stay positive, help us stay motivated in the midst of a potentially discouraging situation with a child.
Another way that we can help kids catch this idea of vision has to do with setting goals and helping our kids embrace those goals. If you're working with a six-year-old to clean up his clothes off the floor when he gets dressed in the morning, put his pajamas away, and so on, you might set a goal. Let's see if we can do this for several days in a row. Do you think that's going to be a mark of maturity if we can see this move forward? Let's set this goal and see if we can, if I can check your room, and when I check your room, you've got your clothes picked up without being asked several days in a row. Now, some parents will want to quickly tie a reward to that. If you do that, then I will give you this, or we'll go out for ice cream, or you can have this reward, or something like that. There's nothing wrong with that, except it's not building internal motivation necessarily. What we'd rather do is say to a child, let's see if we can make this goal because it will make you feel good. It'll give you a sense of accomplishment. Now, that's internal motivation. We all set goals for ourselves, and we set them because when we reach them, we feel like we've met a milestone or we've conquered something, and that gives us a sense of accomplishment. That sense of accomplishment is internal motivation inside the heart of a child. It ties into the conscience because the child has done the right thing, reached a goal, there's a satisfaction that comes from that. That's internal motivation. So let me just say this. If you do choose to give a reward for some pattern of behavior that you're looking for. Be sure to talk about the internal benefit of responding to just the maturity that's taking place. You might give the child a reward for keeping his room clean for several days, but at the same time, you want to say, don't you feel good about that? It feels good to keep your room clean. You're obviously developing some neatness in your life, and that's pretty strategic. So good job on getting to your goal of doing it 5 days in a row. I'm really impressed with your ability to hang in there and do what's right. That's internal motivation.
See, some children are motivated by pleasing other people, and they may not typically recognize their own satisfaction in their own hearts. And so we want to point that out. You know, it feels good to be responsible. It feels good to be independent in that task and not being wait to be told. You're growing up. Doesn't it feel good to be more mature and to be thoughtful of others? So those are the kind of statements we want to be making in order to highlight that internal motivation. The child may not even be recognizing that internal feeling of good because they're always looking to see who's watching. We want them to recognize that internal sense of satisfaction that even that the Holy Spirit places within them is, hey, you're doing the right thing. The conscience can confirm that. So what we want to do is highlight it and talk about it so children begin to recognize that, and that becomes part of the motivation system inside them.
Now, many children today are involved in extracurricular activities. They're involved in music lessons, or they're involved in martial arts training or some kind of club program like Boy Scouts or Awana or some other program that allows children to relate to other kids, learn things, and grow. It's helpful if the child's in a program like that to talk about why we're in the program. It's not just so that you can play the piano better. It's not just so that you can get some awards in Boy Scouts or get a certain color belt in martial arts training. It has to do with building character, because these particular programs that we get our kids involved in add to the child's ability to face challenges in life. A child who does better in martial arts training often can manage their anger better. Why? Because self-control is developed in martial arts training just as it is in music lessons. When children are involved in a program like scouting, then what happens is they learn how to solve problems. Problem solving is a great tool for life. Use the opportunity to talk about visioning in the midst of the extracurricular activities that your children are involved in. It's a great way to, first of all, help kids see that they're developing those qualities, but then tie those same qualities into some of the common problems you might be experiencing at home. A child who has a problem keeping his room clean, for example, may learn some valuable things in a scouting program and then take that self-control or take that problem-solving ability and bring it back. And let's talk about what are some things you can do that would allow you or motivate you to keep your room clean a little better. All of that is taking visioning, applying it to the practical areas of family life.
And of course, we want to be quick with affirmation as well. When we see the little glimpses of reaching toward that goal. We can't just keep the visioning far out in the future, someday, when you're a parent someday, or whatever. What we want to do is talk about the things I'm seeing now. You are developing more obedience, more thoughtfulness of others, kindness, perseverance. We want to highlight those things that we see, even glimpses of them in the child's life, to help the child continue to move forward, to see those qualities developing in their life now, and then talk about the benefits as those qualities continue to grow.
It's not just one visioning episode that motivates children, but there's a mindset that develops in a child's life when parents continually look for ways to vision with that child. You can even ask kids to help with the vision. What is this particular activity going to do to help you to be successful later on in life? It's a mentality that children develop, and over time, it starts to build those internal qualities we want. Confidence, self-control, positive attitude about life. All of those things are developed in children when parents spend the extra time helping to vision things that are going on.
And remember, the visioning gives children hope. It gives them the sense that we've got a place where we're moving toward, and it's a good place. And it empowers them to be moving toward that. You're doing a good job. We're getting there. It's going to be fun. moving that child forward, keeping the conversations positive whenever we can, is going to enhance our relationship with our child as well.
Let's go back to your plan that you're trying to use for your child. You've identified a heart quality you'd like to see your child develop. You've defined it for your child in terms that the child can understand. You've maybe developed some firmness ideas that say, we're not going to live this way anymore. And now you're adding to that plan visioning. You want to think in terms of that particular problem. Now, it's hard sometimes when, as parents, we get involved in the day-to-day interaction that takes place. We often have a hard time thinking beyond the current activity or the next thing that's going to happen. In order for us to be successful, we have to think in more broad terms, past the current activity, to where our child is going. So take just a few minutes and jot down some of the why. Why do we want to work on this anyway? I know sometimes the reason is because we don't want to be embarrassed as parents. But it's more than that. We want our children to develop some success in their lives, not just so that we can have more peace in our home. It's not just so that our children are less annoying. It has something to do with the positive things that are going to take place in their lives now that will enhance their lives later. If you spend some time thinking about that and answering the question why for yourself, it'll make it easier for you as you come to your child and try to offer some solutions for them.
And I think we want to be looking for opportunities to just point out the positive in life. This is where you're headed. The child who may not be motivated in school at one point may end up in a job that's tedious and low-paying, and they may develop a vision for going to college because of the difficult situation they're in. I don't want to be here for the rest of my life. Oh, I could go to college, maybe get a better job. So sometimes that visioning just happens in life as they unhappy with their current situation. They can see, well, this is where I want to be instead. How am I going to get there? So the visioning can often motivate that change as they see different situations in life where they want to be instead of where they are right now.
Remember that people change for different reasons in their lives. Some people change because they're unhappy with the present situation. That's often the result of firmness. And so we bring firmness into our plan to help the child be unhappy with the present situation. They're seeing that it doesn't work for them right now. But other times, people change because they discover something better. They want to do better. They like the results that will come when they start working on this in a particular way. That's visioning. When we give our kids a glimpse of that visioning, good things happen. I think one of the things that helps kids get a vision for something bigger is when they're involved in a church. If children can recognize that their role in the church starts now, doesn't just start when they become an adult, then they can see that their gifts, their abilities tie into something bigger. They're motivated to go to church because they have something to give, not just to get. When we can help children see that God has placed them in their position in life, in the church, in the family, to grow and learn and to contribute, not just to receive, then they start to think differently about life situations. It's really fun to watch kids who are ready to grasp this, to catch a vision for moving forward. Good things happen in the lives of children when we help them to develop vision. So think about this particular component of your plan. Spend some time developing it on your own. Maybe talk about it with someone else. And then come to your child with some solutions. Don't expect your child's going to instantly embrace them. Sometimes it's the approach that we take that's helpful. Look for ways to approach it. Look for ideas to share that will move your child to a new level of motivation to move from where they are now at point A to where they need to be at point B. Amazing things happen when visioning takes hold in a child's life. God is moving.